hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now in our 12th year, yes, celebrating our 12-year anniversary of the big show. Now we are in New Jersey at Beneath the Sea. I have moved back into the Dan booth, Divers Alert Network, and I have Marty with me. Now Marty is one of the guys, or the big guy, who handles the phones there at Divers Alert Network at the hotline. So if you ever have a problem and you need a question answered, whether it's an emergency or not, Marty is the guy who... there's a good chance you're going to take their call, right, Marty?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm one of the four voices on the phone.
Four voices. So now, it's not just always emergency. I mean, you have the emergency hotline number, but that's not necessarily the only time you would call it, right?
No, not at all. That's why we have the information line, which is 800-446-2671. We're there Monday through Friday. Any most common questions are fitness to dive. My doctor started me on this medication. Am I going to be safe to dive? You know, I had this problem or medical problem. Am I going to be okay to dive? We get a lot of those questions. And probably the most common injury we talk to divers about is ear squeeze. That's the most common. Unless, you know, it's not necessary to call us for ear squeeze on the emergency line, but you're certainly welcome to if it's certainly painful. But most often you can call us on the information line. A lot of the fitness to dive stuff you can also find on the Dan website. It's listed under the medical condition, plus what we know about some of the medications.
Right. So that's where you would start, is at diversalertnetwork.org if it was a non-emergency situation. But the point is that even if you have a question and you need someone to consult, you can call up Dan at the information line, and you'll actually be talking to the same people that handle the emergencies, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We also, folks, when they're not sure whether they're fit to dive or not, we will actually encourage them to have their personal physician call, and we can discuss things with them and act as consultants on that end of it. So by all means, questions, call us. And yes, the same folks that staff the emergency line, we're also on that information line.
Yes. Now Marty is very personable, as you can tell from listening to him on Scuba Radio. Do you ever have interesting questions, some that you could share, Marty, that are more like, well, not necessarily emergency, but a little more on the colorful side, I guess?
Well, we had an interesting call about 3 months ago. We're not sure why we ended up with the call, but a woman had called and wanted to talk to us on the emergency line because she could not seem to get her acrylic fingernails off. Now, why she ended up calling us, I'm not quite sure, but my colleague Brian actually managed that call and did it quite well.
Yeah, what was the solution? What did you end up doing? Stick your hand in palm olive dishwashing detergent or something. I've seen that on the commercial.
We actually referred her to a local salon.
Okay, nice. All right, well, but that's what you still helped them. That was the bottom line, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, now what about the emergencies? I know it must be kind of stressful sometimes when you're dealing with a true diving emergency, and that's what you guys are there to help facilitate the situation, to help it go smoothly and to assist any way you can with logistics as far as getting someone to a chamber or whatever the case may be. What about on the other side, the aftermath? Now, Marty, you know, you see this stuff on TV where the 911 operators have are being heralded as heroes and that kind of thing. I would imagine you have a few of those stories in your repertoire as managing the hotline for Dan.
Well, gratefully, yes, I do. We have a lot more positive outcomes than we do, you know, negative ones. And working shows like this, I'm fortunate enough that people come up to me and say, hey, you helped me, and I really appreciate it. That is probably the most rewarding aspect of this job.
And you've been doing it how many years now, Marty?
God, 5 years now.
See, we've been doing Scuba Radio for 12, and I have the same thing. They come up to me, and they don't necessarily thank me, but they blame me. But that's not the same kind of thing you're talking about, is it?
Well, occasionally we do get, you know, less than good outcomes, so we we get called to task on occasion.
Okay, so. Well, then you can relate to my tormented role as dive master in charge here at Scuba Radio. But it is, and really hats off to you. You guys do a phenomenal job. You know, the hotline, the emergency hotline, the information hotline, just one of the many benefits, but obviously a huge one for being a Dan member. And as I've said, for 12 years straight, you're just playing goofy. It's just nonsensical to not be a Dan member, don't you think?
Well, of course, I'm going to agree with you, Greg.
You're a little bit, yeah, okay. Well, I would expect you to say the good thing, but it's true, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And in an emergency, you don't have to be a Dan member to call us. We would like all divers to be Dan members, of course. But in an emergency, please call us whether you're a member or not. And when we talk to divers that don't have Dan insurance or some other suitable insurance, they can end up in a world of hurt, unfortunately, or at least a world of hurt in the wallet, shall we say. So by all means, we want you to have Dan insurance, but if you find another suitable product, great. Just don't go traveling and diving without some kind of insurance for your own sake.
Yes, and, as he said, Dan offers plenty of options for you to choose from. And, of course, they fund very positive things for the dive industry, like the emergency hotline that is open to all divers, whether you're a Dan member or not. But I think you should be one. As simple as that. So it's diversalertnetwork.org. Marty is the guy who might pick up the phone if you ever have a problem. And, Marty, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. And get back to helping your Dan members here in New Jersey, all right?
All right. Always a pleasure, Greg. Great speaking with you and all the other divers.
All right, well, let's move on. We're here at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, and Jonathan Bird is with me right now. I actually met Jonathan through our good buddy Bob Evans from Force Fins, and he said, hey, Greg, where's Bob? Have you talked to Bob? Like, how am I doing a 12-year anniversary show without Bob Evans on the show? Well, he just happens to be back home in Santa Barbara, kicking back, probably making his fins. You think, Jonathan?
Yeah, you know, I talked to him the other day, and he was sad that he couldn't be here, but he's busy working on some new fins, so, you know, it's always top secret over there.
Exactly. He's like the man behind the curtain, that crazy man in The Wizard of Oz, but he just designs fins, so that's what he's working on.
I think of him as a mad scientist, actually.
Yes, absolutely. He's both of those, for sure. Now, here at Beneath the Sea, they are having a film festival tonight. They're featuring what, your new TV show, or the new second season? Is that the deal, or what?
Yes, I have a show on PBS called Jonathan Bird's Blue World, and we're just finishing up shooting the second season, which will start airing next summer in HD, which is really cool. And tonight, the evening program, we're going to be showing a segment, a world premiere of a new segment about tiger sharks.
Nice. Wait, did you film that in the Bahamas or where?
Yes, Tiger Shark Central. I know if I had done this about 3 years ago, it would have been news. Now it's not really news. It's just fun.
Well, it's an amazing thing to experience. Back in the day, and I don't know, we've probably only been on the air for about 5 years. I had the opportunity to go over and see some of that stuff in its infancy, and now it's big business, but it still is quite the adrenaline rush to go over there and see those tiger sharks. What did you do? Just go swim with them or anything in particular, or what?
Yeah, it was, you know, it's pretty, the show is a family show, so we try to make it educational and yet fun. So we don't want it to be too dry and educational, but we don't want it to be too, like, over the top, like, you know, crazy. So we try to make a balance, and the show is about me and my adventures underwater exploring. And in this particular segment, it's just about me learning about sharks by going to swim with these supposed man-eaters, only to find out that they're really kind of cute and cuddly.
Yeah, they are pretty amazing. They're just fish. with really big teeth, and you know, but that's a whole other story. Now, Jonathan, your career really started with underwater photography, right? So now you've kind of got into the whole video thing. Isn't that relatively new for you, or what?
Well, I've been shooting video professionally for 15 years. I did start as a still photographer, and still photography really remains my first love. But it's kind of weird. You get known for something, and I've become known in the industry kind of as a filmmaker. And sometimes it's hard for me to get dive magazines. I'm not looking at the editor of Sport Diver right now. It's hard for me to get dive magazines to remember that I started in still photography. But I do them both. I love them both, and I wouldn't want to give up either one.
Yeah, well, I actually remember getting a photo from you from one of the first times that I think it was Bob Evans. They said, hey, you need to talk to this guy. And I believe it was a photo of you with a manta ray or something like that. Ring a bell or no?
No idea.
Yeah, who knows? God knows you've done it, but whether it was you, it's just no telling. But yeah, I mean, Bob used to rave about your still photography, but it's really video, and now you have the TV show. So the goal with the TV show is just to bring people along for the ride and to kind of turn kids onto diving, or the whole spectrum?
We don't want to call it a kid's show, because then, you know, you immediately turn people off. Like an adult wouldn't watch it. Oh, it's a kid's show. We make it appropriate for a younger viewer, so there's nothing that would be offensive to a parent of a younger viewer.
So it's everything Scuba Radio isn't.
Yes.
Okay.
It's family-friendly. And it's not geared towards divers. It's just geared towards anybody that would love the underwater world. I try to think of it. I know maybe this is maybe shooting a little high. But I kind of think of it as a kind of a modern-day Jacques Cousteau. I try to think of myself when I was a kid. I was watching the Jacques Cousteau shows and how amazed I was to see that kind of stuff. And this would be set now for people that were my age at the time, you know, younger people that are interested. And I want them to watch the show and think, wow, that's fantastic, you know. I want to protect the oceans. I want to go diving when I get older, or I want to get certified now, and just sort of promote the sport, promote conservation. And the show has won a lot of awards from the National Educational Association, the National Science Teachers Associations, for its educational content. And you can watch it for free on the web if your local PBS affiliate doesn't have it. We're on blueworldtv.com.
Well, there you go. And as far as the show itself, you went to the Bahamas, did the Tiger Shark thing. What else can we expect to see in Season 2?
Season 2 is cool. First of all, I just got back from Antarctica, so that's going to be an awesome show. We were up in Canada shooting Greenland sharks. We're in Yap doing mantas. We did sharks all over the place. It's a lot of good segments.
It's basically all the places you want to go, and now you got a way to pay for it because they're footing the bill for you, right?
You have a keen observation going right there. That's
dude, exactly 12 years it. Ago, I started this show as an excuse to go diving on company time when I worked at a radio station. So I know your shtick, man, and God bless you for it.
All us divers think alike.
That's right. Well, good stuff. Jonathan, it's blueworldtv.com. That's the website to go to, right?
Yep, thank you.
All right, and congratulations on your little film festival thing tonight, too.
Hope to see you tonight at the show.
You got it. More coming up from Jersey. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
My name is Sasha, and I love Scuba Radio.
Hey, my name is Anton, and I love Scuba Radio.
I'm Svetlana from the Russian Octopus Magazine. I like Scuba Radio.
My name is Julia. I love Scuba Radio.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, it is our 12-year anniversary. I am in New Jersey celebrating with a few, you know, Northeast divers. You guys are out here, right? Yeah, it's kind of early here on the East Coast, Northeast Coast. So you got to give them a little credit for that. Now, you know, I figured we'd work out in the crowd, talk to some of the people here at Beneath the Sea. What's your name?
Mark.
Mark just bought a Scuba Radio hat here at Beneath the Sea. Now, Mark, you dive off the coast here, you travel, what do you do?
Down the Keys a couple times a year. Playa del Carmen in a month or so.
Okay, so you hit the airport and head out of Dodge and go enjoy some of the diving down south, huh?
Yeah, we dive at home, too.
Yeah, do a little wreck diving off the coast here, off the Jersey Shore, come across a dead body or gun or two or what?
Nah, Connecticut Shore. Nah, no dead bodies up there.
Oh, okay, Connecticut. All right, so yeah, I mean, well, I don't even know. How far of a drive is that for you guys here to come to Beneath the Sea in Secaucus?
Hour and a half.
Okay, that's not bad at all. Now, this is your dive buddy with you?
Yep.
Now, what were you telling me before we went on the air? He needs to work on his air consumption. Is that the deal?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, what's the problem there? What's your name?
Yannick.
Yannick?
Yep.
And what is it? A smoker, maybe, or what? Just excited at what you see underwater and just end up sucking that tank dry, or what?
I guess a lot of excitement.
He's a chugger.
He's a chugger? So is that what is? So what's the deal? He can like empty a tank in 11 minutes. Is that what you're telling me? How deep are you at there? That must be pretty deep, isn't it?
Yeah, 40, 50 feet.
40, 50 feet in 11 minutes. You suck. That's a record. I think that might be a record, there, buddy. Now, is that a record you're proud of, or are you trying to work on that?
I'm trying to work on it.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to talk to somebody here at the show that's actually working on combining yoga and diving. Maybe that'll help you with your breathing, you think?
Yeah, hopefully.
You kind of have that yoga look about you, that you could be into that kind of thing. Have you ever tried that?
No, never.
Never? Okay. What do you think? You think he would work with the yoga thing?
Yeah, I think he uses all his energy putting his gear on.
Yeah, okay. So that's it. You just got to work on, just focus on your breathing, I guess. Okay, Yannick?
Okie dokie.
That or okie dokie. All right, fair enough. Neil Watson is here.
Yes, he is.
Yes. Now, we are getting ready to head to the Bahamas and actually start the Scuba Radio 12-year anniversary party. You know, this is kind of like we took the opportunity with all these folks that are here at the show to, you know, talk to diving celebs like Neil Watson and everybody else you've heard on the show here the last week or two. But next week the party begins, right, Neil?
Well, we started the anniversary party about 3 months ago. We're finishing the 12th anniversary.
Yeah, good point. It starts, yeah, you know, the April Fool's Day is our official anniversary date. And then, yeah, it starts pretty much February.
We're working on it right now.
Exactly. We're yeah, you know, why not? Hey, it's a year-long event, let's face it. Come on. But, yeah. Yeah, dive show here in Jersey's been great.
It's been amazing. I'm telling you, nobody can complain about the traffic. It's been packed. I mean, you can't get down the aisles. It's amazing.
Yeah. Now, obviously, we're recording the show, and we're actually outside in the lobby here at Beneath the Sea in Jersey, and people are lined up waiting to get in as they open the doors for another day of the show. It is impressive. I mean, there must be at least 100 people here. You know, and there's 15 minutes to go before the doors open.
Oh, easy. I mean, there's more than 100 people standing there. So hopefully they're going to stop by my booth and all my trips to all our places, and life will be good.
Life will be good indeed. Now, have you? Did you survive the party last night? You know, all the dive industry folks, you know, since you can't dive, you have a tendency to, you know, to get out there and maybe have a drink with your fellow. $5 on the koozies. Yeah, people are working our booth, too. We got a special on Scuba Radio hat, so I'm kind of multitasking here, Neil.
There's a wee touch of the service narcosis this morning, but, you know, I'm a veteran. I'll make it.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And you were in fine form, as usual. You know, I don't think anybody lost any clothing last night up on the bar or anything, so that's a good sign.
You know, it's not like the old days. I kept my pants on, and, you know, I was like, whatever.
Yes, yes, yes. But, you know, it's a great opportunity to catch up with your friends. And you know, if everybody sounds a little bit more, I don't know, reserved today, it's because this is like the morning after type of time when we're recording the show today. But I don't know. I think everybody's did fine.
Well, I got both of my kids up here, right? And number two son got in at about 7:30. And number one son, Neil, still MIA. I don't know where he's at.
Yeah, I saw number one. I haven't seen number two. So, yeah, who knows? We'll try to find them because they're going to be here at the show, just taking it all in and networking and meeting some of the divers up here to tell them about the diving in the bomb. All right, more coming up on our 12-year anniversary show from New Jersey.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We
started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. 12-year anniversary edition here as we are recording in New Jersey at Beneath the Sea. Now, I'm taking advantage of the opportunity to hang with some of the big wigs in the industry. I'm at the Dan booth once again. Dan Orr is the man. He's with me right now. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing fine, Greg. And again, happy anniversary. 12 fantastic years on the air.
Yeah, well, 12 years. Fantastic. I don't know. That's a subjective term, maybe, depending on your perspective. But it's all been good for me. It kept me off the streets at night, right?
And we do appreciate that, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Now, next week, you're going to join me for the 12-year anniversary party in the Bahamas, right, Dan?
Absolutely. That'll be part of the Legends of Diving program at UNEXO.
Yes, it's going to be quite a party, and I know you got a lot to do here in New Jersey, so I'm going to let you get to it, but thanks for the props on the anniversary, and we'll hang and have maybe a cocktail or two when we're not diving there in the Bahamas, all right?
Absolutely. I'll see you there.
You got it. All right, Christine McTaggart's with me right now from Divers Alert Network. She's in charge of marketing, and we got to get her on because there are some new member benefits that you need to be made aware of. You know, if you're a Dan member, or even if you're not, here's another reason, or I guess what, three new reasons of why you should be a Dan member, right, Christine?
Absolutely. I mean, I believe every diver should be a Dan member already, but if what we do for 30 years hasn't convinced you yet, maybe the three new benefits will.
Yes, exactly. Well, you got the hotline, of course, you got Alert Diver Magazine. That's worth price of admission right there. But what's the new benefits that Dan's offering right now?
Well, happily, they are all online, so you don't even have to go anywhere to enjoy them. So I guess we start with number one. World Q Travel Planner. It's some of our members have actually enjoyed this for a while, but now we have opened it up membership-wide, and every single member has it included with their membership. What it is, it's a real-time travel planning resource. So if you just picture going to the bookstore or a library and having that entire travel section, it's now at your fingertips in real time. So no matter where you want to go, you've got all the information you need. So like when you and Dan will go to the Bahamas next week, you can be checking out all the information you need before you ever leave home.
Yeah, you know before you go. All right, two more to go. We'll do them after the break as we come back from New Jersey and our 12-year anniversary show. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Mermaid Nikki. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's my close personal friend and all-around super great guy, Dave. It's not Dave? That creep, really? Okay, Greg. Here's Greg the Dive Master. Yeah. Cool. Remember, he has to stay at least 10 yards away from me at all times.
Am I turning you on?
I'm serious.
My God, you're greasy.
Don't let him get too close to me.
Oh, baby.
Greg, back off. I'm packing, Greg. I'm packing. Back off. Back it up. Back it up, Greg.
You know, I used to be so worried about her, but I'm in the Dan booth at Beneath the Sea in Jersey, and they have my back because I am a Dan member. We're talking about some of the new benefits that you get as a Dan member and supporter, and we just covered the World Planner, so you can know before you go to places like the Bahamas, other destinations in the Pacific, wherever you want to go diving. It's just a nice little travel resource that you now have at your fingertips, thanks to the folks at Dan, right?
So do I get to use this noble before you go slogan, because it's brilliant.
Well, thank you. I like to consider myself a genius, so I'm going to say yes. Go for it.
We'll give you that marketing genius title.
It only took 12 years.
Absolutely. Worth every day of it.
All right. Well, thank you, Christine. I appreciate that. Now, what are the other two benefits? Because we have three new ones we want to get across.
Well, the next one's huge in terms of an educational front. Our training department has, and our research department has actually put together a lot of online training seminars. And for a while, you've had to pay to take them. Now, to Dan members, it's free. And so they can just go online and take educational seminars on ears in diving, diabetes in diving, physiology of DCI. I mean, you name it. We're going to be adding programs all throughout the year. So you take a couple of those, and your membership's paid for itself. So.
Nice. It is. And it's great information. I've taken the ear course online, and it's very useful information to have at your fingertips, whether you apply it in an instructional standpoint's another thing. But it's great information, and now it's free just for being a Dan member, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think ears is probably the most frequently asked topic on our hotline, which is why we developed a course around it. So
nice. All right. Number three, the newest benefit from Divers Alert Network is?
I think people are going to be excited because
I can't wait.
It's alertdiver.com. Our members for years have been telling us that they love Alert Diver. It's their favorite magazine, but they hate waiting every 2 months to get the next issue. They want more. They want more. And so we said, all right then. So a couple weeks ago, alertdiver.com launched, and it's got current articles, archived articles, special sections just for Dan members, an online community. It's there, it's waiting, and you can have it every day.
Nice. So is it an electronic form of the print magazine, or is this a whole nother level for Alert Diver?
It's a whole other level. It you really should think of it as an interactive companion, because yes, you can get some of the information that's in the print version, but there is so much more, and there will be so much more, that it really, it's a companion piece.
Cool, and it just launched, so I would imagine there'll be like previous articles and things like that, so you'll have all this information right at your fingertips at alertdiver.com now.
Absolutely, so if you've missed an article here or there, or if you're new to Dan and you want to go back and read back issues, alertdiver.com will hook you up with that.
Cool. Well, there you go. Three new member benefits from Divers Alert Network. And, you know, if it weren't the hotline, if it weren't the print version, if it weren't the plethora of other things that they do for the dive industry as your dive safety organization, I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to be a member. It's just, I've said this for 12 years, you're crazy not to be a member of Dan, because I think it just makes sense if you're a diver. Right, Christine? You're on board with that, right?
Hey, I was a member long before I was an employee. So.
Well, there you go. All right. More coming up from Jersey. Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Being a diver has its rewards, like getting discounts on the latest oceanic gear just for sharing the underwater world with your friends and family. In fact, every time you refer a friend who signs up for a scuba class at an authorized oceanic dealer, each of you will be rewarded with $50 off oceanic gear. There's no limit to the savings you can enjoy. The more you refer, the more you save. Find the oceanic dealer near you and get all the details at oceanicworldwide.com. Reward yourself, reward your friends with oceanic dive gear at oceanicworldwide.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water, thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. peak performance buoyancy and the navigation specialty course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get a resort certified, a couple of hours.
Oh, I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah?
Yeah, we've been doing it for 12 years now. This is the 12-year anniversary show, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And, you know, I'm hanging out in the Dan booth in New Jersey at Beneath the Sea, and I just talked to Christine, and, of course, Abby is here, who used to work with us quite a bit, and she's progressed into a more, I don't know, legit profession here with our friends at Divers Alert Network. The official title is field representative and all-around cool girl. Is that what it is? What?
Yes, all-around cool girl, definitely. And ultimately, I am a walking, talking Dan Bilboy. That is what I do now, Greg. But yet, somehow, you still keep tracking me down. I don't know how I wasn't able to completely escape. But you keep pulling me back in.
Yes, well, you know, it's because you work for Dan, and I'm a Dan member, so there's no escape. When I have a question about Dan, I talk to Christine, or I talk to you, or whatever. So there's just no way to... I'm always there. I'm always going to be, you know, watching you.
Well, you know, Greg, when we say we're here for you, we mean it.
Yes, and they have my back. Dan has my back. So how's the show been for you?
I cannot tell you how busy we have been, Greg. This has been a great show, a great turnout, tons of vendors, tons of people, and I barely had a chance to come up for air yesterday, and we were that busy, so it's great.
Yeah, it's good, and I know you guys are doing your own little trips and things. You're going to do another shark thing. We used to do some of that stuff back in the day when you were working with me on the show, and now Dan's doing a great white shark expedition. What's going on with that?
Right, actually, it is a fundraiser for our research department. Now, it is a week long live aboard on the Nautilus Explorer off of the coast of Mexico, Guadalupe Island. You can go dive with great whites, and a portion of that money goes to our research department. It's our fundraiser. So, you know, I'd say some people have bake sales. We do dives with great whites.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Right, and actually, the info on this trip, it's great. You can go to dan.org, find all the info, click on the shark. It's actually running from the end of August till September 3rd. And if you do book the trip, you'll actually be on the boat with some of the folks from Dan. And the best thing about this trip is that you can bring your whole family. They don't even have to be certified to enjoy the experience of diving with great whites. And Greg, you've been there. I've been there. It's a great experience.
It is indeed. Yeah, they hook up some kind of hookah type device on the top of the cage. So you just breathe off a regulator at about 5-10 feet. So you don't actually even have to be certified as a diver to enjoy those marvelous critters underwater. It's definitely something you have to mark off the list at the bare minimum. Right, Abby?
Right. And you know, they do it all for you. So all you have to do is get in there, in the cage, and enjoy the experience itself. The Nautilus Explorer is a phenomenal vessel. It's great. It's relaxed. They have amazing food. So you do the diving, and then they pamper you when you're out of the water. It's perfect. Perfect trip.
Absolutely. Yeah, and Dan's going to join us for a Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in September as well. We'll have more details for you in coming weeks on that. Now Phil is with me. He's a New Jersey diver, right, Phil?
Well, New York.
New York, yeah. Okay, fair enough. And I see him every time when we come up here to Beneath the Sea. And, of course, you pop your head into the Scuba Radio chat room every now and then.
Right.
Yeah, well, what is it? It's New Jersey Diver? That's not you. What?
No, that's a friend of mine, New Jersey Diver. That's Glenn Arthur.
Yeah, well, what is the username in the chat room? You're Scuba Phil.
Yeah.
Of course, he's Scuba Phil. So, if it's like Dr. Phil, Scuba Phil. You can answer all their questions like that, right?
Right. I just stopped by the Dan booth, and I renewed my Dan membership.
Yeah, the show's a good reminder to do that, right?
Right, and they give a little benefits away. Nice T-shirts for renewing at the show. And
nice little red plastic bag. And then you get to see Abby now. Is that an added bonus or what?
Oh, yeah, but definitely.
Yeah, 12 years on the air, and I kind of brought this. I remember when she was just a young little whippersnapper, and we turned her into a real person, the whole thing.
She's really spread out. Not really spread out.
What?
Grown up.
Phil,
what?
I think we need to rephrase that there.
Spread out, not the proper terminology if you want to score right. Points with Abby.
Okay.
How about we rephrase that, too? I've broadened my horizons.
That broadened? Really? You want to use
blossomed.
That one?
How about blossomed?
Blossomed.
Good save, Phil. Good save.
Okay. Anything that doesn't have to do with weight, you're safe, Phil. Okay. But no, she looks great, and it's all good. But you're hanging out at the Dan booth, enjoying the festivities here at the show. Looks like a great show, Phil. What do you think?
Excellent show. Excellent. The parties were good last night. The Grand Cayman decompression. The film festival was excellent.
Yep.
We always have a good time down here at Beneath the Sea. And we get look forward to seeing all our friends from Florida.
Yeah. We come up here and abuse you for a couple days and say, it's really nice down where we live. Why do you live here? And then you smack us around a little bit and we go home. Is that how it works?
Yeah. We usually go down in November. We kind of like the Horizon Divers. We dive with all our friends down there through the Keys.
Yeah, Horizon Divers what? Key Largo? Is that where?
Key Largo, yeah. Yep.
So where are you heading off to next? Is that your next big trip, per se? Or are you going to dive off the coast here and for a body or two, or what?
Well, we just got back from Aruba 2 weeks ago, and we're heading out to Puerto Rico on a Necton cruise in May.
Cool. Well, what you got to join us for our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We're diving with dolphins in September. August, we're going to be in the Exuma chain out of Georgetown. How's that sound?
That sounds good, but we've already booked a trip. We're booked for this year. We're going probably to Cozumel in October.
Now, what is that? Is that a group, or you and your buddy, or what?
No, it's going to be a group with our scuba club.
And what's the scuba club? What's the name of it?
Well, it's actually called the Unclub, and there's no rules. We can do scuba diving, rafting, biking, hiking. It's just everything outdoors.
Yeah, so it's the Unclub. So you just do whatever the hell you want with your buddies.
No rules.
That's not a bad gig. I like it. But you got Dan to back you up regardless, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Nice. Okay, Abby, what do you think? 12 years on the air. Would you ever thought this was possible? I'm well into my... I'm well through puberty. Now, aren't I?
I am shocked that you're still on the air, yes, but...
That's why you jumped ship while you could? Is that what you're saying?
Right. I thought it was sinking, but no, you're still afloat. 12 years is quite an achievement, Greg. I remember back in my younger days when I was celebrating your 10-year anniversary, and now here I am again celebrating your 12 years on the radio.
You thought for sure we weren't going to last more than a week or two when you first met us, right?
Yeah, right. Well, and then you've surprised me.
I've blossomed.
Yes, you've blossomed. I've expanded, apparently. we're all growing in this big dive world, and we're one big happy family.
We are indeed. All right, 12 years on the air. Hey, it ain't a bad gig if you can get away with it. More coming up from Jersey. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend.
It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why, for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
This place is completely freeing. Would you believe that today I dabbled in public nudity? Daphne and I found a secluded cove on the beach. We shed our garments and surrendered ourselves to the sand, the sea, and one rather curious grouper.
Yeah, how appropriate to end our show in New Jersey with the boss, Bruce Springsteen. 12-year anniversary show. That's what we're doing today and talking to a lot of cool folks here at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. However, next week is the party in the Bahamas, so don't miss it. I'll be with my friend Neil Watson at the Legends of Diving event. It will be quite an event in its own right. Now, you know, 12 years of doing the show, we've been around the block or two now that we've had this much time under our belt in the dive industry, but we have not been to Grenada. And Peter and Glenn are going to make this happen. Is that right, Glenn?
That is right, yeah. Scuba Radio comes to Grenada.
Yes, they run Aquanauts Grenada, a dive operation. I've seen these folks at the dive shows over the years. We might have had a cocktail or two. Is that true, Peter?
Eventually, yes, that happens.
Yes, and they keep telling me about their destination, like, hey, we're working down here. You got to come down here and check it out. And I don't know if it'll be in year 13 or whatever the case, but I think we're on our way to make it happen. What do you think, Lynn?
Absolutely. You need to come down and see the Bianca Sea.
Bianca Sea, the famous wreck, that's what you guys have there down in Grenada. And the diving, I guess, is just absolutely spectacular. I mean, you've told me about it many times at the bar. You know, I almost feel like I've been there, Peter.
Yeah, that is actually true, you know. And now we have very soon the anniversary of the sinking of the, which is the
60th year for the Bianca Sea? 50th, 60th, 12, 13.
50 years old very soon. So, and this is something we want to celebrate, and that would be great to have Scuba Radio down for that event.
Well, there you go. Well, we will definitely look into making that happen. And Glenn, the website for Aquanauts is what?
www.aquanautsgrenada.com.
AquanautsGrenada.com. All right, very good. Peter, Glenn, you're going to hear more from them in the coming episodes of Scuba Radio as we learn more about their little gem there in the Caribbean and maybe come out and do some diving. I'm looking forward to it, Peter. You know, as much as I've heard you tell me about it, if it's half as good, it's going to be quite spectacular. What do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. You'll come down there, and our next interview, we'll have it down at the swimming pool of a sunken cruise ship.
Nice. Well, see, that's what it's about. The next adventure. You know, 12 years is nice, but I'm not about to give up this gig. Are you kidding me? Come on, let's be real. So once again, join us in the Bahamas next week for the party and the Legends of Diving event. That'll be happening on Grand Bahama Island with our friends from UNESCO. They're bringing in a lot of pioneers. It's going to be cool. Neil Watson, the gang, the works. Thanks to everybody at Beneath the Sea. Thanks for 12 years on the air to you as well. Until next week, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters? Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.